When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
John, let me give you updated odds on where Saquon is at for the MVP race, which has been fascinating and I think is coming into focus with only a select few that now have a reasonable chance. Here are the odds as of right now. Josh Allen in the pole position, if you will, minus 280. So he is the favorite and a somewhat comfortable favorite. But after that comes Saquon in the second spot, plus 500. Following that is Lamar. These are odds right
now. Minus 280 is a pretty heavy favorite.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Yep. He had a big game Sunday night. After that is Lamar Jackson, plus 850, which I am surprised with five losses that he is in the three spot, because I think Mahomes and Goff, who have both only one loss and they follow both 1,500, plus 1,500, should be above Lamar. Like I find it very, very unlikely that Lamar will be MVP over Mahomes or Goff if it comes to that.
But Mahomes hasn't been lights out. I mean, they've gotten,
I know.
Lamar has, I think, done more to help his team win. I think the Chiefs have gotten insanely
lucky
and or calls.
They have. But one team's got one loss, the other team's got five. So here's what I'm getting at. It does feel to a large extent like this is becoming a Saquon versus Josh Allen thing. And John, you know the deal. WIP here, we want to get behind our guy. First off, I fundamentally think Saquon, as of this moment, should be the MVP. Now, I say that to no discredit to Josh Allen, who I think is a remarkable player, and over the next 5 or 6 years, 7 years, it's just going
to
be a ton of fun to watch. He's fun to watch. He's great. And obviously, he is a very worthy candidate. But we do want to get behind Saquon. And it's not just about here. It's about trying to convince the nation that it should be Saquon's, if it should be. I mean, don't get me wrong. It could go either way. John, we have created Backs for Barkley. And over the next couple of weeks, because remember, this is a regular season award, so this thing's going to be voted upon right around the new year. Over the next couple of weeks, we want to rally the nation to support the running back, which has obviously been such a shortchanged part of pro football over the last roughly 20 years. It's been 12 years since a running back last won the MVP, and that, of course, was Adrian Peterson. John, I want to find out from you, who was a running back and a fullback. You were a back. If you will back being a back for Barkley and the MVP candidacy. John,
well, yeah,
as it stands right
Barkley.
Now.
Of course I back Barkley for MVP. Saquon Barkley is the MVP. Saquon is the best player in the NFL, and I've been saying this for a while. He's the reason for the season. The offense igniting is because Saquon is that special. Behind the best offensive line in the NFL, and now he's restoring dignity to those of us who played, well, I can't even say I played tailback. Who those of us who were running backs. I played running back once upon a time because it was the coolest position. Because I could touch the ball 25 times a game and change the outcome. That's when I was, you know, young and in high school.
Yep.
And then everyone else got bigger and faster and amazing, like Saquon. Saquon can change the game. He dictates the outcome. And it's sad how far the position has fallen in the eyes of everyone else, in the NFL, for that matter. And running back position, fullback isn't even a real position anymore.
Right.
They just take D linemen and teach them how to lead ISO, and then they get hurt, and then they're done. Saquon makes backs like me emotional because he's that special. He makes us feel like we matter again. Like backs matter. Like the running game really is resurging. And the running game is getting back to where it used to be, where it was. It was. Every defense was geared to stop the run. And you knew if you ran, you would win. That's how I was taught. And the running game is now being ushered back, and it's being hurried along by Saquon's success. So Saquon, his dominant play, restoring respect to the running back position, helping the world recognize the running back's importance to the game that we love. So let's do this, running back community. Yeah. Everyone who's played this position, past and present, running backs, we need to unite and help break this quarterback MVP monopoly.
You're right.
Really.
No, that's right.
It's just hand it to the QB because that's what the MVP has become. Backs for Barkley. That means may the best man win. May the best football player win. Really the best man. Not just the best QB, the best football player. Yeah, Josh Allen is incredible.
He is great.
And he's having an incredible season.
Yep.
And he's reined in the turnover issues that have plagued him for some years. But when the Bills, I think when the Bills close that gap a little, if they close that gap in the AFC, if he gets that one seed, it could spell real trouble for Saquon in this MVP race. But I love Saquon's chances. I believe he's the best player out there. And I just want to, I think Saquon has been more important to this team than anyone I can fathom, anyone I can imagine. And the difference, I just want to thank Saquon, you know, for reminding us what greatness does look like at the running back position. And he is going to set the single season rushing record that's been in place since 1984. Eric Dickerson is legendary, 2105.
Yeah, yeah.
Saquon is on pace right now for 2123. If he plays all these games, he can break it. I believe he can break that record in 16.
All right, so here's the deal. So we want to find out if you're going to, you know, be with us on Backs for Barkley. John is as a back.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now officially the first back for Barkley, which is fantastic.
Backs for Barkley, baby!
So I did not play running back when I was at CHA in 8th grade in 1992 or 91. I guess it was the fall of 91. James, do I count as a back for Barkley? Probably not, right?
No,
I don't count.
You were the opposite.
I was a cornerback for maybe a play. Defensive back.
I don't believe that.
I was a safety. I was
not
a defensive back.
No,
that doesn't work.
Right, I was a D-back for my flag football team.
Flag football, here we go. Yeah. Here's the deal. All jokes aside. We want to get everyone on board. And when I say everyone, obviously a lot of listeners and all, but we want to get the great running backs in pro football history on board. You know, they had a call, and Saquon was part of it. I think it was about a year ago, and Derrick Henry was part of it. How do they, the current backs, rally to get general managers to pay them? It was an interesting concept, you know, to try to convince GMs that it's important to pay running backs. So we want to do a sort of similar thing, but go also into the way back. And, like, for instance, James, part of this is going to be getting Eric Dickerson on the record to say Saquon should be the MVP. Now, whether he says I'm rooting for him to break my record or not, that's up to Dickerson. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Some people root for that. The hammer? Probably wouldn't be rooting
for you definitely wouldn't. You would be like, don't you dare break my record.
Don't you dare break my record.
It's my record.
And as John pointed out, Saquon is on pace. It's very close. So right now, through 12 games, Saquon is 14.99. He is third all-time in Eagles history. With 108 yards, he will tie LeSean McCoy's record. With 109, he'll break it this upcoming weekend. So he's obviously going to get to number one in Eagles history. He has a great shot to get to number one in NFL history. As John pointed out, he's slightly ahead of Dickerson's pace. So, James, you've never been, John, I think you would acknowledge this, the best at booking the tougher-to-get guests.
True.
Can James get Eric Dickerson on the show? Can he get Emmitt Smith on the show? Can he get Adrian Peterson, who was the last running back to win MVP? Like, James, you have the chops.
That would be a good one.
I mean, yeah. James,
Adrian Peterson would be good.
We turn to you in the month of December. I mean, backs for Barkley requires this kind of commitment from you.
Great.
You got it in you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. John, we'll find out.
I did not sense a committed sounding voice from Jimmy. Yeah. Saquon's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting here. We just need, you know, a couple of the calls.
Oh, Saquon will call for me? I love that.
Saquon,
thank you. I feel like that'll really work. We're in great
commitment
shape.
From the running backs.
We can't get Jim Brown on. We can't get Gale Sayers on. We can't get Walter Payton on. They've all sadly passed away. But James, maybe Earl Campbell. I'm just saying.
Imagine that.
I'm just saying. James
Seltzer. We actually had Earl Campbell on once.
All right.
And you know, I actually have an autographed football for
him. Well, that's very cool.
Very cool to meet
him. And you know who was not the producer? James Seltzer. Seltzer, we're going to find out what you got. Saquon has stepped up. Let's see if Seltzer can.
Okay. I'm going to call Saquon and see if he can help me out.
All right. 215-592-9494. All jokes aside, Richie, the official first back for Barkley.
Backs for Barkley,
and,
baby.
Get on board.
He's going to lead us to the one seed. He's going to lead us to a Super Bowl. He's going to set the all-time rushing record. Saquon Barkley is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
He should no longer be penalized because he's not playing quarterback.
I love it.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Distinct Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Distinct Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.